Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled, Jesus Chose You.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, John, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, and Simon, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Just before this passage of the Gospel of Mark, Jesus has been very busy this week, preaching and healing people. So in today's gospel, Jesus withdraws from the hustle and bustle of the crowds. He has by now gathered about him a large throng of people that follow him throughout the Galilean hillsides. Jesus has been watching them, observing them, to see how they interact with one another, how they take responsibility, and how devoted they are to his word. It is now time to widen and deepen his message and movement. But to do this, he needs dependable men to help him. The men he would choose were not special or gifted any more than anyone else. In fact, that their personalities were all very different. We know that Simon would stumble all over himself and that Judas would actually betray him. Jesus called them for two reasons. First, to be with him, to be his daily companions, to give him feedback on what the crowds were thinking. They would be his representatives. That was the second choice reason. They would represent him. They would travel before him, or when he was gone, they would travel to distant lands. They would tell the truth of Christ's message and purpose. And they were given power to do this, to heal, to cast out demons. But above all, they were chosen to be with him. While all those who followed Jesus were called disciples, now he is choosing a smaller group that he will call apostles. A word that means you are sent. They are his special messengers. They can speak for Jesus because they have lived with him. They know him through and through. The scriptures say he summoned them ones he wanted. But I like to think that chose the ones he wanted. Calling, summoning is like a call, but actually choosing, calling, it's a more personal way of describing what Jesus is doing. And he's calling those he wants to be with him, close to him. Today, in the United States, we mark the 52 years since the infamous decision of our Supreme Court in the case of Roe versus Wade, which gives women a right to abortion. This is a so-called right, yet no human individual or group can create a right for others to kill innocent and defenseless babies. No matter how a baby is conceived, a human being is chosen by God. Every human being is an image of God. Even though the circumstances may not have been right for the people involved, that child has been chosen by God, and no one has the right to take their life. They have been chosen by God as much as you and I have been chosen. There's a third point, that God has chosen you to be near him. God has chosen me and you. What a profound, life-changing, mind-boggling concept to be aware of. And how do you know you are chosen? Because today, right now, you are reading and pondering the scriptures. You are seeking to know him and to know his will more clearly in your life. That is a tremendous sign that God has personally chosen you to be with him. Every human being that walks the earth has been chosen by God to know him, to love him, and to serve him. Through our baptism and the gift of faith, we have been further chosen to live with God in union with him on this earth, in intimacy as his adopted children. God chooses us so that we may bring him to others as the apostles did, and they may know that they are chosen. Let us today be grateful for that gift that God has given. If we feel we have no other gift, or if we feel our usefulness has run out, at least remember that God, the Almighty Creator and Redeemer, has chosen you with all your gifts and all your failings. He has chosen you to be with him. So let us pray for the grace to respond